I got Ner Shabbos, everyone. We're about to begin. Bezus Hashem, Shir number 130, regarding self-esteem, self-confidence. Today we're going to do an inside Shir. First piece is from the Zera Kodesh, the Rapshitza, Parshas Vayigash. And the concept behind what we're going to do today is to explain why prior sins, prior averis that you did tshuva on or you're working towards, or things that you feel negative about yourself, some character traits that really pull you down, none of this should hold you back from growing. None of this should shake your self-confidence that you need in order to grow in the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Very often, the first piece here is discussing the idea of tefillah. Tefillah of praying to Hashem or of connecting to Hashem, whether in the formal tefillahs of Shachris, Mincha, Ma'ariv, or Musaf, or Ne'ilah, or whether the personal tefillah that is hispaidedus, that Breslov emphasizes, but it's really for all Jews, Chavetz Chaim and many tzaddikim did it, every individual could talk to Hashem in their own language. As the Mesillas Yesharim says, Kasha yidaber ishal regeu, like a person talking to his friend. And some people have this shame. How could I open my mouth to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Melech Malchim Amlochim, knowing that I'm so deficient and I don't always connect, or I'm doing things wrong, or I did things wrong, and they feel ashamed and they can't even approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's not the correct feeling. Hashem wants a relationship with every one of us, wherever we are, no matter what situation we are, and no matter how we still need to work on ourselves, and no matter how low we've fallen. Hashem wants a relationship with us, and He wants us to engage with Him. And we should never allow prior sins or anything like that hold us back from connecting to Hashem. This connection to Hashem itself brings out a healthy self-esteem that we need in order to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with simcha and to be healthy. So let's read this inside. HaTorah HaKadosha Limda Isanu. The Torah is teaching us, Ech Lovei L'Sbal L'Fanav Yisbar Shmai, how to daven to Hashem. He shouldn't have his heart fall and feel down by saying, how could I lift my face to stand and to pray in front of Hashem? And I'm not worthy of it based on my deeds that I did. Especially if you remember the sins that you committed before Hashem. So how do I even get myself to daven, to pray, to have a relationship with Hashem? So Torah gives you an etzah to think. Emes, it is true. Now, read this carefully, and you need to understand when you're reading this that he doesn't mean this literally. But he's saying here, yes, it's true that mitzad myself and my deeds, I am empty and nothing. By the way, when you read this, he's only discussing the animal nature within a human being and the ego part of the human being. He is not talking, even over here, mi pas atzmi mitzad myself ani hevel v'rik, is not going on your soul. Your soul is not hevel v'rik. Your humanity is not hevel v'rik. So you have to remember that when you're learning these type of things. You know, it's similar to what all the tzaddikim rabbanim say, that you need two pieces of paper in your pockets, one saying, Anochi ofer ve'efer, I'm dust and ashes, and another one saying, Beshvili nivra olam, because of me the world was created. And this is what he means here. You can't take this literally to bash yourself either. But it means that even though intrinsically you're insignificant, the bottom line is you're a creation, and the bottom line is you're a human being, and very limited. But Aval Ovei Lefanav Yisbar Shmai, but I'm coming before Hashem, B'schus Avaseinu, with the schus of our forefathers, Avraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Akivan Shani Ochas B'kdushasam, I am grabbing onto their Kedusha to a certain level. In other words, when you're connecting to Chesed, you're connecting to Avraham Avinu. When you're connecting to Gevura, or Discipline, or Mesiras Nefesh, or Tefillah, you're connecting to Yitzhak. When you're connecting to Torah, or Rachamim, you're connecting to Yaakov. Ki Yaakov Chevel Nachalosai. Because it says in the Pasuk, Yaakov is a rope of your inheritance. Basically, there's a connection, a rope that connects you to Yaakov Avinu. And ultimately, all three of us. Umishaiches bechevel amata. If you hold onto that rope down here below, minaneya hachevel amala. It affects that rope above. Afshu orech harbim oid, even though it's very, very long. In other words, all the way to get up to Yaakov Avinu, you can't even see, it's that far, but there's still a rope connecting you to Yaakov Avinu. It's true, the one that's holding it is very far from the other side, all the way up there, where Yaakov is holding on to the other end. In kol zeh, nevertheless, ayidei achizasai, by you holding in it, minanei alamala, it affects above. And therefore, even though I'm objectively speaking in a lower level, nevertheless, I'm included in Klal Yisrael. I can be ma'ariv through my tefillah all the worlds. V'yaseli yisbarach shmoi bakashasi, and Hashem will hear my bakasha. V'kabel yisbarach nachasroch mitvilasi, and he'll have a nachasroch from my tefillah. So this Zerah Kodesh is emphasizing connecting to the Avos. Now, what he doesn't say here, which is equally true, is connecting to the Imahis, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah. And that's a different mahalach. I heard this recently by a Shev Brachas. It's such a powerful vart. Because he basically said that in order to serve Hashem, you need two aspects. One is Messiah, like it talks about in this Zerah Kodesh, connecting to Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov in a very special way. And then there's the Imahis. That's a different Avaida, because if you look carefully with the Imahis, they all came from not healthy families. Now, Avram had Terach, true, but Avram became independent. Hashem exempted him from Kibbutz Av, and he became a new Bria, and Yitzhak and Yaakov. So the Avis were holy unto itself, and they were in the environment of Kedusha. And Avram made himself as a self-made man. It was different. It's Mesira. The Imahis all came from not healthy families. And especially Rivka and Rachelea with Lavan and Besuel, you get the whole picture. There they had to forge their own path. They had to forge their own path. That was their quality. And so too with us. This Zerah Kodesh discusses one very important aspect. We're connected to Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Overall, even non-Jews, they're connected to the Tzelem Elokim. They're connected to a healthy Adam Arishain in potential that they could reach. And we could connect even on a higher level to Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. But then there's the other side of it, where we're like the Imahis. We forge our own path. Whatever the obstacles are, whatever we are, we work through it to become very special. Similar to Sarah in her environment, and Rivka in her environment, where she performed chesed and kept her purity despite everything around them, around her, as well as Rachel and Leah. You know, when Rivka also, there's a lot of Torah about this, that even though Rashi says, Ein adayim tzadik ben tzadik le tzadik ben rasha, that Yitzchak was on a higher level in many ways because he was a tzadik who was a son of a tzadik, Avram Avinu, and Rivka on a lower level because she came from Besuel, who was a Rasha. But the bottom line is, you see other Midrashim and Mefarshim that talk about the mile that Rivka had over Yitzchak. That very fact, that she had to overcome it with in forging her own path. So this also, even though it doesn't say it over here, Befeirish, both sets of things should help you not fall into the trap of not wanting to daven or connect to Hashem because of your feelings of worthlessness. Number one, like the Zerah Kodesh, you're connected to the Avos. And number two, like the other Peshat in my Sor, is you're connected to the Imahis, and you're connected with this holy Kedusha within you that's unique to you in the Neshama that Hashem gives you, that Kodesh, that you could grow from and build. So in other words, when it says in this Zerah Kodesh, Shemipas Atzmi Mumasi Ani Hevo Rik, that mitzad my own deeds, I'm nothing, that's mitzad the Ofer Ve'efer aspect of it. But mitzad your Neshama, your soul, it's the opposite of Hevo Ve'rik. I'm extremely valuable because Hashem created me, so I have a purpose. Now we're going to do the Teres Avish, which is a Slonima, beautiful thing also. Again, these are things that you carry self-esteem to fight despair. It says that the wife of Potiphar grabbed onto the clothing of Yosef and said, "Shachve imi, do an aveira with me." And he says that Hayetzahara Tevis is Adam Lapile be Yoshumar Shaira. The Yetzahara wants to make a person fall into despair, into depression. Ide Bigdai. I through his Bigdai, besides meaning clothing, could also mean betrayal. Be Bigdai ba, he betrayed her. By the Amma Ivriya and Shivcha Kananis, whatever, Bevigdai ba. Begida means to be unfaithful. So Vahainu Shin Yonim Shebogad Bashem, even in those things that you rebelled against Hashem, Ide Masav Aram because of your bad deeds. So Vatisuseo Bevigdai, the Eitar grabs upon, hey, see what bad stuff you did, that Begida. And what he does is, the Yetzirah, is of Chol Eich Shabol HaVaydus Hashem, when you want to connect to Hashem, L'Tayra, to do Tayra, or L'Tfila, or to pray, or Midas, or good character, Mamad Hu Negde Kol Zayis, right away the Yetzirah throws in all the rotten things that you did, and the bad thoughts that you had did, and the evil that was in your heart at some point. B'Toych HaKavona, what does the Yetzirah want? Shachva Imi. Go sleep with me. Meaning, throw it all out. Yosef, you're nobody. You're an Eved, you're far away from your Avais, you're far away from Yaakov, your other brothers are much higher Madrega, they were close to him, you're in a pit. Matoyel Shuv L'Avayitz HaLashem, what is your Avayitz HaShem worth? Hadbek B'chayei Tanugim V'Tayvais, instead connect to the life of pleasures and of desires. That's what the Yetzirah tried to do to Yosef. Vatis B'seyu, the Yetzirah grabbed B'bigdoi, in the falseness of Yosef's low state, of being far away from his parents and from Yaakov Avinu and from having to deal with the business aspects of the Potiphar in the house and so on and so forth. Shichva imi. You might as well be with me because you're nobody anyway. You're already separated. But he didn't listen. Ach mishu pikeach. Someone who's wise, when the Yetzer tries to trap you and say you're a nobody, so it's not worth davening, it's not worth learning, it's not worth working on your midos, no. Mekayim vayaze bigdo yetzel. You leave the push-up shot means that you leave the, when he ran away, he left his beged with her, right? He escaped out of his clothing, out of his outer clothing to run away, like the coat or whatever, the garment. Here he's teaching, Vayazai Big Doy Etzla, you leave that Begida, this whole trap of the Yetzirah saying that you're Begida, that you're false, that you betrayed Hashem, you just throw it out the window. The Yetzirah, you just dump it. Hainu Sha'ezavaisam. You leave it. Whatever bad deeds the Yetzirah is trying to trap you with to keep you in despair, you just let it go. Va'omer, and you say to yourself, Esanasa Ein Lahoshev. I'm not answering what was already done. First of all, you're doing tshuva. And even if you still have to work on things, the bottom line is you tell the Yetzer, it's none of your business what I did in the past. That's my problem. That's not your problem. Avol me'ata, but from here onward, mekabel ani al atzmi, I accept on myself, oil malchus shamayim, to accept the yoke of heaven, olavad ayse yisbarach, and to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayde vayonas mimenu, umiftoyav, by running away from the begida, the Yetzer is dragging you down, that you're a nobody. And this is the way you fight it. The next small piece that we're going to do, and we're going to finish this, is the same idea. There are times that you do tshuva, by slach lanu, maybe kriyash malamita, certain specific times. But beyond those specific times, you tell Hashem and you tell the Yetzirah, I am clean, and I'm away from evil, and I can just have my heart free. The self-confidence, yes, that's the connection. It is the healthy self-esteem, self-confidence that I am good and I don't have to listen to the Yetzirah that's dragging me down. That's healthy self-confidence. So let's look at this short, quick piece here. Surmei Rav Asei Toif. Remove yourself from evil and do good. So he says, B'shoh sh'ata oise toif. When you are doing good, whatever mitzvah you're doing, Yebeinecha ki'ilu hoise surmei ra kol yimei chayecha. Imagine that all evil is removed from you. You never did it. I never did any evil. And you do that so you could do the good. Now the Yetzer is going to say, what do you mean? Don't you say that you have to make a cheshbon on nefesh? Don't you say you don't need to do tshuva? Of course you need to do tshuva. Don't you say that by doing this, aren't you playing dumb and you're not realizing that you need to improve things? The answer is, so what? There are times for tshuva. Like we said, slachlanu with a broken heart. 3 times a day. You could cry to Hashem on the, please be forgive me for the negative and help me do tshuva. Hashiveinu, help me do tshuva. Vachzimeinu b'shur shleim and slachlanu. Fine, Kriya Shalmita, like we said, Erev Shabbos, Erev Shchedesh a certain time, Erev Yom Kippur, so on and so forth. But the rest of the time, I did my tshuva, I cried out to Hashem, but right now, when I'm doing mitzvahs, when I'm doing Maisim Tovim, when I'm trying to daven, when I'm trying to be a good husband, when I'm trying to be a good wife, I'm trying to be a good father and mother, or a good child to my father and mother, I didn't do anything bad. It's a chizik also for children that had difficulties in school, or that teachers think of them a certain way because they were making trouble for many years, or their Rebbe doesn't think healthy of them. It's irrelevant. Sur meira, I never did any evil. I'll correct that. But right now I'm starting from the beginning. We're chained very often to the past, and we cannot let that affect us negatively, and we need to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with simcha. Have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos.